Good morning, Sigonella. It is currently 8:11, and I am here in the studio joined with Angelina Gott, the adult sport coordinator. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's Monday. Starting a little slow, but we'll get there. Just need a little more iced coffee.
You know I can relate to that one. There's nothing that sounds better than a coffee right now.
Especially at the end of summer. At the end of summer, it's still warm. Just drink the iced coffee. I know pumpkin spice creamers are coming back.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I haven't hit the pumpkin spice wave yet, but maybe when they restock the commissary, because it's all gone already, all the pumpkin spice. But iced coffee's for life. Get your Monday morning started. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Can you imagine how good Starbucks would do here with the cold foam pumpkin lattes this time of year?
So I had Starbucks the other day. We were in the Netherlands. I had the Starbucks for the first time, and I got a tiramisu latte.
Ooh.
And too much sugar, but just enough sugar. It was so good. I haven't had Starbucks in God knows how long. It was, it hit different.
It does hit different. And that is why if you have a little bit too much of that sweet goodness, you're going to need to get into some of these fitness programs that we're going to be talking about next. So keep it right here, because right now we've got New York, Hold Her Tight by Restless Heart. Pete in our heads. I'm here with Angelina Gott, the adult sports coordinator, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Pink Ribbon Run. So, Angelina, what is going on exactly with this event?
Yeah, so kind of to kick off or in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are hosting a Pink Ribbon kind of fun run that will be taking place on Maranai on Sunday, October 19th. So, if you're wanting just a little Sunday morning activity with the family, you want to come out, put on all your favorite pink clothing, run, walk with your family. Just a fun way to get the community together to support breast cancer awareness, because everybody's affected by it in some way, shape, or form. So again, just a fun way to get the community together, to get all dressed up and to run or walk around Maranai.
And is there anything that those interested might need to know? Is there a registration deadline? How to get in contact?
Yeah, of course. So sorry, Heather, she's on leave. I might get all of these answers or information wrong, just like she does when she's on here for me with all of my stuff. No worries. Again, so the check-in time for the run will be at 9 o'clock. The run will start at 9:30. Registration is now open, so you can stop by the gym to scan the QR code, or you can go and contact Heather. So if you see any of the marketing around for the Pink Ribbon Run, just get the QR code and you can sign up online that way. But if I'm assuming if you don't get to pre-register, you can show up a little early to check in at 9 a.m. and then you'll be ready to run or walk.
And I got a question about this.
Yeah.
What is the distance? Is it going to be like a 5K, 10K,
marathon? Again, off the top of my head, I don't know. I don't believe it is a true 5K. I think it might be a 3K, because Maranai is quite kind of small. I believe it will be a 3K. Don't quote me on it. Sorry, Heather, if you're listening, wherever you're at in the world. I apologize for any of the misinformation, but I believe it's a 3K.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah. So a little around 2 miles, something like that.
And again, this is happening Sunday, October 19th.
Correct. Sunday, October 19th. Write it on your calendars. Save the date.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Get your best pink outfits ready to go.
It's time to support breast cancer, so do your part and come out and enjoy the Pink Ribbon Run. And we've got more coming up next, but right now we've got What You Say by Jason Derulo. What did you say? We're back in the studio, and we are going to be talking about some upcoming Captain's Cup sports. Angelina, what have you got for me?
Woo! All right. So we actually just finished up our soccer season and our soccer shootout this last week for Captain's Cup. So we will be having new Captain's Cup standings come out. So please make sure you are checking the MWR Facebook page as well as the MWR website, because we are coming to an end of kind of like the 2025 Captain's Cup season, essentially. So if you guys are in the top three or the top five, there's a little bit of time left to get in some more Captain's Cup points. So we do have a Captain's Cup 3-on-3 sand volleyball tournament coming up. So this Saturday is the tournament. So if you want to register your group of three or four, we allow for substitutions. The registration deadline for the Captain's Cup 3-on-3 sand volleyball tournament is this Wednesday, September 23rd. and the competition will be taking place at the NAS 2 sand volleyball court this Saturday at 9 a.m. So if you want to come and watch some sand volleyball, just hang out on Saturday morning, midday, and hang out with your command and other commands, please stop by the NAS 2 sand volleyball court this Saturday. After sand volleyball, we do have a Captain's Cub co-ed bowling league. Say that five times really fast. So the Captain's Cup Co-Ed Bowling League, every team will need two men and two women. So if you want to sign up for that, you can obviously shoot me an email or stop by the bowling, the Spare Time Bowling Center to sign up with Malika over there. Shout out to Malika, our bowling alley manager. The league will start on Friday, October 14th, and if you want to sign up your four-man team, the registration deadline is coming up. It will start Friday, October 17th, and the registration deadline is October 14th. Again, if you want to sign up for any of these events, you can just call me. My DSN is 624-3785, or you can stop by the gym, ask for Angelina, and we'll get you guys all registered.
That sounds fantastic.
A lot of information. Sorry.
That was a lot of information.
Sorry if I said that really fast, but for any of the fitness events, you can stop by either the NAS 1 or NAS 2 gym. Look for myself or Heather. We got all the information. Our lovely front desk employees can point you in the right direction as well for any information for fitness and sports.
Okay, and I just wanted to go over the registration deadlines for the sand volleyball and bowling league again.
One more time.
Wednesday, September 23rd for volleyball. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the registration deadline for the sand volleyball tournament.
And one more time for the bowling league.
The bowling league registration deadline is Tuesday, October 14th. And it will start on Friday, October 17th.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion.
And I had a question. You mentioned points for the Captain's Cup thing.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Captain's Cup myself, so how does it work?
I love spreading information about Captain's Cup. Okay, so Captain's Cup is an ongoing program that we do for the calendar year. You compete with your command in different sports. Sometimes we're doing other little community events that allow for Captain's Cup points, but mostly just sports. So you compete with your command each sport, depending on the popularity, or, you know, we've got our big sports, which are soccer, the football, the softball. And then we have our smaller sports that are, you know, tennis, pickleball, racquetball, soccer shootout. When you compete, you earn participation points, and then your command also earns points based off of your wins and based off of your placement in each competition. So throughout the year, I add up all the points your command has accumulated via the sports, and at the end of the year, we crown a Captain's Cup winner. So anything on the marketing or that you see over Facebook that says Captain's Cup, you have to compete with your command, and those points go towards your command's overall Captain's Cup score for the year. So I think off of the top of my head right now, CTF, 7RS, and PW are all our top three right now. They're kind of making their way up and battling against each other continuously for the top three spots. So if you want to get your command together for Captain's Cup, again, reach out to me, Angelina Gott, usually at NAS 1 or 2. Just go to the front desk employees, ask where I'm at, or call my DSN, 624-3785.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. This is some wonderful information. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming in the studio today.
Always. It's always a pleasure. Heather will be back next week. I promise, guys. If you're waiting for her, I know she's funnier than I am.
Keep it right here. Right now, we've got Freedom by Harper Grace and featuring Kelsey Hart.
I know I said I needed